held a secret that threatened to unravel the delicate tapestry of dreams. Deep beneath the kingdom, in the forgotten caverns of shadow, lay an ancient force, the Void, a dark power born from forgotten fears and broken dreams. It sought to consume the light of Lemuria and extinguish the magic that bound the kingdom together. The Void had begun to stir, creeping like a cold shadow through the edges of the kingdom, silencing the songs of the wind and dimming the stars' glow. Only the Dreamweaver's magic and the courage of the heart could stand against it. Queen Selene, sensing the growing darkness, called upon Alara and Kale. She entrusted them with a quest, to journey through the realms of dreams and imagination to find the Lost Light, a legendary source of power said to be able to banish the Void forever. The journey begins Alara and Kale, united by their newfound bond, set forth from the castle with a mixture of excitement and fear. Their path led them through enchanted forests where trees whisper forgotten tales, over crystal lakes that reflected not just the sky but the deepest desires of the heart, and into realms where time danced in circles and stars told stories only dreamers could hear. Along the way, they encountered magical creatures, from the mischievous Lumisprites, glowing beings that guarded the forest secrets, to the wise and enigmatic Oracle Owls, who offered cryptic guidance and riddles. Each encounter tested their trust, courage, and the growing affection between them. Ilara's magic blossomed in unexpected ways, her dream weaving becoming stronger and more vivid with Kale's unwavering belief by her side. Kale, too, discovered a power within, not just as a prince or a warrior, but as a protector of the kingdom's heart. Trials of the heart, their quest was not without trials. The Void sent shadows to challenge them, weaving illusions that preyed on their deepest fears and doubts. In moments of darkness, Ilara questioned if her magic was enough. Kale wrestled with the weight of expectation and the fear of failing his people. But in these moments, their connection proved to be their greatest strength. Together, they found courage in vulnerability, hope in despair, and love in the quiet spaces between. Their journey became not just a quest to save Lemuria, but a discovery of themselves and each other, an exploration of what it meant to truly dream, to believe in magic and a love without boundaries. The heart's awakening as Alara and Kale ventured deeper into the realms of dreams and imagination, the world around them grew ever more surreal and breathtaking. Each step seemed to carry them beyond the known into realms woven from the purest magic, where skies shimmered with swirling colors and the very air sparkled with possibility. But the closer they came to the Lost Light, the stronger the shadow of the Void became, twisting the beauty of Lemuria into illusions of fear and doubt. The Labyrinth of Echoes, their next challenge, awaited in the Labyrinth of Echoes, a mysterious realm where every whisper, memory, and secret was magnified and reflected back a hundredfold. The Labyrinth was said to reveal the deepest truths hidden in one's heart, the hopes, fears, and desires that shape the soul. Alara and Kale entered the Labyrinth hand in hand, trusting in their bond as the walls shimmered with shifting images of their pasts. At times, the Labyrinth replayed moments of joy, Ilara's first time weaving a dream that brought laughter to a lonely child, Kale's daring escapades beyond the palace walls. But soon, the echoes turned darker, revealing insecurities they had hidden even from themselves. Ilara saw visions of loneliness, a future where her gift failed, leaving her isolated and forgotten. Kale faced a heavy burden of expectations, a throne he was unsure he was ready to claim, and a kingdom that might never understand his restless heart. It was in the face of these fears that their love began to grow stronger. They spoke openly, sharing their vulnerabilities, finding strength not in perfection, but in their willingness to stand together. In the Labyrinth's heart, they found a glowing crystal, the Echo Stone, a symbol of the power of truth and honesty. The gift of the Echo Stone with the Echo Stone in hand, Alara and Kale felt their magic deepen and intertwine. The stone's power allowed Alara to weave not only others' dreams, but to glimpse the future hidden in possibility. Kale's courage became a beacon, inspiring others to believe in the unseen wonders of their world. Together, they became a force of light that pushed back the creeping shadows of the Void. But the journey was far from over. The Lost Light remained elusive, hidden in the realm of endless whispers, a place where dreams and memories merge into a swirling sea of possibility and danger. Endless Whispers, and the test of the soul, the realm of endless whispers, was a place of haunting beauty, where every whispered hope or forgotten dream drifted like a delicate thread in a vast tapestry. Here, Ilaire's dream weaving was both a gift and a burden, for the dreams of countless souls beckon her, tempting her to lose herself in their endless stories. It was in this realm that the true test of their love began. The void, sensing their growing power, conjured its greatest illusion yet, a vision that threatened to tear Ilaire and Kale apart. It showed Kale a future where Ilaire's gift was used to control and manipulate the kingdom, turning her into a tyrant of dreams. To Ilaire, it showed Kale abandoning his quest and returning to a throne cold and distant, forsaking the love they had built. Faced with these nightmarish possibilities, doubt seeped into their hearts. Could their love survive the shadows of fear and suspicion? Could the magic they wielded be trusted to save the kingdom without destroying what they held most dear? A love rekindled in the silence that followed. Ilaire and Kale found themselves apart, each wrestling with the visions alone. Yet, even in the darkest moments, the memory of their laughter, shared hopes, and whispered dreams called them back together. Under the silver glow of the twin moons, they reunited and spoke from their hearts, breaking the illusions with the power of truth. They realized that love was not a flawless dream, but a courageous choice to face uncertainty together. Their bond rekindled. They pushed onward with renewed strength, their hearts beating as one. The lost light revealed finally. Guided by the Echo Stone's radiant glow, Ilaire and Kale reached the heart of the endless whispers, a shimmering pool of liquid light, glow with the essence of all dreams yet dreamed. The lost light was more than a source of magic. It was an embodiment of hope, courage, and love itself, a power that could heal the void and restore Lemuria's brilliance. Ilaire reached into the pool, feeling its warmth fill her with a love so pure and fierce it brought tears to her eyes. Kale stood beside her, his hand in hers, his heart alight with a fierce determination to protect this magic and the woman he loved. Together, they summoned the lost light's power, casting a brilliant glow that banished the void shadows, restoring life and magic to every corner of Lemuria. The eternal light with the void banished and the lost light restoring the heart of Lemuria, a new dawn bathed the kingdom in colors more vivid than ever before. The sky sparkled with renewed magic, and the songs of the wind carried promises of hope, joy, and unending dreams. But the greatest transformation was not in the kingdom alone. It was in Ilaire and Kale, whose journey had become a legend woven into the very fabric of Lemuria's magic. A kingdom-reborn Queen Selene welcomed them back with open arms, her eyes shining with pride. The people of Lemuria gathered in the Crystal Plaza, their faces alight with joy and wonder, eager to hear the Dream Weaver and the Prince who had saved them all. Ilaire and Kale, standing side by side, shared their tale, a story of courage, vulnerability, and love's unyielding power. Their words stirred the hearts of all who listened, reminding the kingdom that the greatest magic lies in connections we forge and the dreams we dare to chase. With the Lost Light's blessing, Ilaire's gift grew beyond imagination. She could now weave dreams that inspired entire generations, healing old wounds and sparking new hopes. Kale, strengthened by their journey, embraced his role as Lemuria's future king, a leader guided not by duty alone but by the love and magic he had found. The promise of forever one evening, beneath the shimmering stars of Lemuria's twin moons, Kale took Ilaire's hand and led her to the Dream Gardens, a place where the flowers bloomed with petals of stardust and the air was thick with the scent of possibility. There, surrounded by the whispers of dreams and the gentle glow of the lost light, Kale knelt and asked Ilaire to share a lifetime of dreams with him, to be his queen not only in title but in heart. Ilaire's eyes sparkled with tears of joy as she said yes, knowing that together, their love was a dream that would never fade. The legacy of dreams, their union, became a symbol of hope, inspiring Lemuria to flourish like never before. The kingdom's magic grew stronger, fueled by the love of its people and the courage of two souls who dared to dream beyond the stars. As the years passed, Ilaire and Kale's story became a timeless tale told beneath the moonlit skies, a story reminding all that in the kingdom of dreams, magic, and imagination, love is the light that guides us home.